Shalom.
Hello. In the lesson today, we're going to start a preparation for the World Kabbalah Congress in Italy. Topic number one, melting the hearts into one heart. You can go to our website and download the study materials. And also ask questions. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. And again, the topic is preparation for the Italian Congress. The topic of the Congress is uniting Babylon and Ovut.
Dear friends and Rav, we would like to start this lesson with an update about the Congress. And first of all, this Congress is an attack and connection in the sense that we decided that we organize this Congress in mixed teams. The European board and all the teams are melting into one in this Congress, so that unity is what drives the Congress. And we're asking for support to really force the friends in that, so that the Congress is managed by one spearhead of connection. So now we'll hear for friends. We have Romolo, who's working on the whole management of the Congress together with Judith. Romolo, please.
Hello, friends. Hello, Rav. Thank you for everything. We're here to tell you that we've chose the best hotel in order to host all the greatest of the generations. We took care of every little detail in admission, in the meals, and in the lessons. So, because that's the most important lesson for us, so the hotel's amazing and beautiful, and we made sure we have everything we need there. This is Omolo. He is the manager of this Congress. Now we will hear Wim.
Hi, friends. As to honor Raf's advice to get everybody to the Congress, the friends worked really, really very, very hard to gather all the prices of the flights in order to support the friends to get to the Congress in the cheapest possible way and to get everybody to the Congress. And the creator is really playing because I got all this information from Adomos this morning, and now my Samsung phone says backing up messages, so I can have no access to it. What I can say is that almost from every country it's possible to get from 70 to 200 euros to the Congress from basically every country in Europe. There are many companies who can do that. I have some of the prices is like 60 euros from 70 euros from Dusseldorf, from Spain, very, very cheap, 60, 70 euros. So everybody really needs to go. We have all this information available with Rebecca and Ellie. So if you need any advice, so just let us know. But everybody should come, and it's very possible to do it, friends. Just come on.
Now we'll hear Giuseppe. Hello, friends. Hello, Rav.
Praticamente da tutto il mondo perché stiamo prendendo suggerimenti da tutto il mondo e da tutti gli amici.
The Congress is built from the whole world because the whole world took part in the preparation along with all the friends from Europe.
Quattro lezioni, due lezioni il venerdì e due grandi lezioni.
The center of the Congress is going to be with the four lessons in Rav, two on Friday, two on Saturday. If we can show the slide, so our lessons will take place between 3.5 to 4 hours together with Rav.
C'è spazio per gli interventi degli amici, per attività.
And during the lessons, we'll have Yeshivat Chaverim. We'll be able to ask the Rav questions. We can bring our inspiration in there.
Costituita ovviamente dall'introduzione che farà il Rav, dal grande lavoro workshop di delle decine.
All the lessons. We'll have workshops.
Amici, il congresso di Roma, il congresso europeo di Roma, sarà il più grande, il più potente congresso che.
And I'm telling you, friends, the Congress of Rome in Europe will be the greatest congress ever in BB. Obviously, all the topics, all the recommendations are being. Putting them in the lessons. So thank you to all the friends and the Creator. We can attain the purpose of this Congress. So let's go over the topics of the lessons, if you can show the slide. So the first lesson, according to the topics, is melting the hearts into one. The first topic is melting the hearts into one. We are throwing in our hearts into the melting pot in order to discover the Creator and giving Him contentment. No, I want the slide, if you can show that's not the slide. Anyway, I'll say the topics. So again, Friday morning, first lesson is melting the hearts into one, throwing our hearts into the melting pot, the place to reveal the Creator in order to give Him contempt. Second lesson will be Friday evening with love. The topic is, in the efforts of connecting the hearts, we reveal the evil inclination. The description is, the more we try to connect, the more we discover the serpent's control and discover that only the Creator can help us. Lesson number three, only prayer to the Creator can help. That's Saturday morning. We are turning to you as the only force that can help us defeat the evil inclination so we can adhere to you. The fourth lesson on Saturday evening is gratitude for revelation of the Creator as the source of everything and full confidence that our prayer for connection will be answered. We thank you for showing us the evil inclination that you created, who we are, and bringing us to connection with you as the source of all. So those are the lesson topics. Now we will go to Davide and Anapir that will tell us about the Yeshivat Chaverim that we will go through in the Kenes.
Hello, friend. Ciao, amici.
Hello, friends.
Siamo veramente contenti nei.
We are so delighted to work on this content for the gathering of friends. It's even hard to say content because what we're trying to create is not according to any rationale. It's just pure emotion that we want to bring together, build together. We want all the friends in Europe and in the world, Kli, to feel that emotion and that all of us will feel in the same heart, in the same place, in the same moment. We started creating a European team that works on the gathering of friends. We put a few friends on duty. We thought about Todd and their friends from El Salvador and from Italy. And we want to connect everyone in the gathering of friends through scrutinies in the 10 and have every 10 open its heart. And we want all the friends from Italy to give their heart to the friends. And so it will be a gathering of friends that where we feel that everyone can give his heart to all. L'chaim, friends, and we'll see you in the Congress. We also have the Q&A team, and Alex is in charge of that team. Let's hear.
Responsible for the questions. The last 30, 40... Last 30, 40 minutes of each lesson is dedicated to question and answers. And our team consists of friends from all over Europe, like Thomas from UK, Edin from Köln, Ilya from Germany, Ilya, Elena from Spain, and more friends. And we make sure and we prepare the friends from Europe that this question really come from the heart. That the friends ask to the topic. And the questions come not from individuals but from the ten. It's already great joy working together. L'chaim.
The next friends to speak are the ones in charge of the meals and the tish we're going to have with Rav. So, Francesco.
Buongiorno, buongiorno Rav, buongiorno amici del Kli.
Hello friends, hello Rav, all the world Kli. It's such a special moment for us. We are working on this Congress. And we'll have special meals. We'll have a tish on Friday evening and Saturday evening. And so many opportunities for the friends in the world to speak and say L'chaim. We want all the friends to open the heart, and these meals will be very important for us. It's an amazing thing that we have Mauro from Italy, Antonio from Spain, more friends joining in the team. We'll all be prepared to warm up the friends' hearts and break the stony heart. I promise you that the connection will be the center of all these meals, L'chaim, friends.
Another thing, we have the musical team. Carlos and Luigi are taking part, many other friends, Seth Brightman's involved, and many more. So let's hear the friends Carlos and Luigi, who will tell us about the musical plan.
Ciao amici, io sono un piccolo ragazzo e...
Hello friends, I am a little guy. And Luigi is really the giant that's moving this thing. He's moving mountains, shaking the world, and his power is moving everything. He is connecting Europeans around Europe and around the world, and they all help us create this heart, this European heart, this global heart, and eventually... We musicians want to find the unity, and we're ready for it. So, Gigi, talk to us with your Neapolitan dialect.
So, hello, friends. Sorry, I'm just coming back from work.
Siamo in una fervida. Come si dice? Dentro di noi c'è questa energia così forte che cresce perché ce la stanno regalando.
Inside each one of us there's great energy that's just increasing because all the friends in the world Kli are part of this.
Al nostro team ci sta aiutando Moti Moore. Sta aiutando Danny.
Moti Moore is helping our team, Danny Weisfeld.
And Dan Barrows dal Brasile.
And Danilo from Brazil.
Alex Kukuliev dalla Germania.
Alex from Germany.
Koos dalla Olanda.
And Koos from Holland.
Anche amici del gruppo.
And many friends from Italy, many friends from the young group in Italy that'll come.
E noi ci stiamo molto facendo con il lavoro che hanno fatto all'ultimo congresso del New Jersey.
And we're using a lot of the friends that have a lot of the work that has been done in the New Jersey Congress, working day and night, and our heart is full of happiness. We already feel that the heart is beating. We're already in the Congress. We're already in one heart, one soul that is leading us to our unity, our final unity. L'chaim. And our last speaker, dear Adomas, that along with Sergei will be in charge of all the mirror congresses.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, dear friends. From all the other continents where planes don't fly to Rome, friends will also gather, and yes, our small team, maybe it will be bigger, Sasha Angelov, yes, Sergei Zdenko, and me, we will take care that everyone will become Italian during those several days. Of course, everyone will be eating Italian food, and we'll be all as one. I want to say an example that in Kazakhstan, where I'm from now, we will have a mirror congress for the whole Ural, Siberia, Kazakhstan region. It's half of the world, and friends will be traveling thousands of kilometers. We have now plenty of registrations, and friends are already packing stuff and counting how many friends they can get on the way. Let's be together. All roads lead to Rome.
טוב חברים, אז זה מסיים את הדיווח שלנו.
Okay friends, so that's the end of our announcements. And whoever wants to join the teams we heard about, every friend from Europe, join those teams. And also not only from Europe, you can write us a mail, eucongress2018@gmail.com. Write us, and we will add as many friends as we can to the teams. We'll start learning the first lesson of the Congress and advance every day. So that's it, friends. We're asking for support that the head of this connection will be, of this Congress will be connection.
אני רוצה להוסיף לזה שיש לנו לא ארבע שיעורים אלא שש.
I want to add to that. We have six, not four lessons, but the first and last lesson will be in accordance with what we'll decide, what we'll see, because we hear that still there are many friends who are buying tickets or have special arrangements with their flights and also are making the decision to come or not to come. And so accordingly, when we will then see the general numbers of how many people will be in lesson zero, which is Thursday evening. Right, Thursday evening. So, in accordance with that, and also how many people we'll have on Sunday morning, then we will kind of decide on the kind of lesson, the intensity and depth of those lessons. So, that we still don't know, but the four lessons in between, these core four lessons, each of which will be 4 hours, that we can already begin to prepare ourselves for. Now, about Europe. Today, it's almost not there, but for some reason I have this picture that came to me. There used to be cars in the past. I had one like that too. You know, until you would start it, it was until the starter would actually work, and you know the engine would still actually start running. And in a similar way, we have to kickstart ourselves so that this ignition eventually draws light and it influences us, and then it begins to then drive us according to the power of the light towards the matter of bestowal. But in the beginning, when we're kind of not so wanting bestowal, but we're looking at the example of veteran groups, about what's written in the sources, and we say, yeah, sure, we want connection, we want unity, we all need to reach love. You know, who wants it? Because you can't dictate the heart to want something. But in this way, we force ignite the engine. And so the light that reforms, that works each time according to our effort, according to our exertion, we then suddenly feel, and it takes a long time, because our engine is old, broken, not simple to start it, but it begins to spin. And then we begin to first understand somewhat that there's no choice, that it's truly, that's what it was, what it's written about, and it's not like some moral preaching that you need to be a good boy. But this is a law of nature, the law of creation, and we have to connect in order to attain the true world and our true state. Because without it, we're in some sort of illusion, an imaginary world, like a film that's playing in front of us, and we're in it, but there's nothing of the true state here. And sometimes all sorts of pleasant or usually unpleasant awakenings happen to us until we reach a state where from all of those kickstarts we eventually have our engine working in the same direction. The upper fuel goes into it, and then it starts working. And then a person begins to understand these things. Why am I talking about it, and why did I now? I just got this idea now with the old car. I even wrote it down. Why? Because in Europe we have many different groups. Veteran groups, and not so veteran, and very new as well, and people who are not organized in groups so much. This is something we have to take into account and try to bring all of us to a single direction, to a single effort, to a single ignition. And in that respect, we already have a force that is understanding and feeling, and in this direction, mostly feeling that in connection is the entry to the true world, and we are somewhat unconscious and in a fog. And so we have to understand the responsibility that lies on everyone who's already advancing, who has to be like this, how do you call the car that drags the other car? You know, like the towing car that is towing the cart that doesn't really want to move by itself. And so each and every one must connect to it and join it, because we have tremendous work here. And that's it, yeah, the attack on unity. Also, I think that Moshe didn't speak yet about the talks or activities that we're going to have between the first and second lesson every day of the Congress, which will be some activity on behalf of the organizers. And there, I think, especially after the first lesson, we have to talk about and praise the, like what we heard now, the effort, the collective efforts that we're making all around the European CLI in preparing for the Congress. In short, there's tremendous work here, and we just have to understand this isn't a matter of a Congress. I wish we'd reach a state where the great gathering, the great connection will happen before the Congress. And the Congress will just be the joy of it. But the intensity of connection should come even before that, that we will unite and attain in our unity everything that we're supposed to attain according to the Creator's plan. So altogether, this is just the first lesson. We will do several of these. We will, even with the first lesson, we'll divide it to parts and we'll go deeper into it. Possibly what we'll read right now won't be the one and only version. Yeah, well, of course, we'll adapt it. But we'll process it. But still, I saw that I got it today, and I saw that it's actually, there's good material here. And so we'll begin. Go ahead.
Lesson number one, the topic is melting the hearts into one heart, tossing our hearts into the melting pot, the place to reveal the Creator in order to give you contentment. Part number one, from Rabash, Article 10. What is the degree one should achieve in order to not have to reincarnate?
I would say here again that we know it from ourselves, and there are friends in different stages. The first stage, when a person enters the wisdom of Kabbalah, what's the first article we've gathered here, right? Who needs to gather? We have gathered. What is it about? What are we in kindergarten now? The nanny collects everyone. What? Meaning it's a very long path until a person hears about things that are not in his mind and heart, and he repels them in every sense, and he doesn't want to be connected or anything, and it takes years until he says, I want. And so we truly have to understand how do we build lesson zero if new people will come? And even in the first lesson, how do we here and there mention that the entrance to spirituality is slow and gradual, and a person has to suffer from being told to do things that are not in his mind and heart at all. He completely doesn't agree with it. The heart is blocked to it. He hears it like something that's false or ethics or something he heard a lot in life from parents or educators. And when he came to the wisdom of Kabbalah, he didn't expect that it'll be about this connection and love, love thy neighbor, what is all that? You know, things that everyone disregards and everyone understands that it doesn't exist anymore. We have to be realistic. So again, here we have to see how we explain to ourselves and to beginners that here we perhaps will be able to put together some personal stories, even so a person can share how hard was it for me even to get into that, and how much I had to suffer until I heard without resistance, and later even willingly, and then even joyfully. That connection is the desired and special thing there is, and so forth. So it'll help. We have to sweeten and soften this phase for beginners, because people who hear what we're talking about, they think this is some delusional retarded group, or did they even finish kindergarten or school, or what are these people? So we have to better and better explain. People don't understand it, or even more, not that they don't understand, the heart doesn't want to hear. And so I'm asking, let's put together some bits and maybe stories, and throw it in a certain basket so that it will help us to work with beginners. I still feel this is, it requires a lot of effort from the veterans towards the beginners, to help the beginners see that specifically in connection we come to the correction of creation. Yes.
Part number one. What is the degree one should achieve in order to not have to reincarnate? All the souls extend from the soul of Adam HaRishon. For after he sinned in the sin of the tree of knowledge, his soul divided into 600,000 souls. This means that one light that Adam HaRishon had, which the Holy Zohar called Ziyarai La'a, upper brightness, which he had in the Garden of Eden at once, spreads into numerous pieces.
Question. How is it that we had one kli with one great light, and suddenly this kli shattered into many smaller vessels, and the light in them diminished to a spark, which is also light, but towards the kli, that's how it seems. So how can we imagine this shattering, which is only with regards to the kli, and it's not really happening, that there's no such thing. I, Havaya, do not change. The kli remains Havaya. And so how does it mean, what does it mean that the kli that will feel the whole world of Ensof that fulfills it, now feels itself broken, and instead of the light that feels it, it only feels a spark. So what does that mean? What has changed in the kli?
Thicker.
Rav, what needs to change in me so that I feel myself, instead of the way I feel myself now and the world, I'll feel all of it as one, as the world of Ein Sof? Meaning, what needs to change in me so that I will feel the world of truth? What needs to change in me so that I will feel the world of truth? We learn that it says everything is to serve me and I to serve my maker, meaning that the whole world only seems to me as broken, great world divided to many, many details and aspects, and it's only towards me, towards my broken perception. What do I need to fix in my perception in order to see the true world? And then I won't see many people, many friends, perhaps. What will I then see? That to serve my maker, or that's
Rav, how do I come back to being Adam Rishon? Simple. How do I become the Adam Rishon again? We learn in perception of reality. There's no more than this. Please.
There. And there's no longer the I identifies with the friend.
What, Rav, what stages do I have to go through to become the Adam Rishon again, from my current state until that one Kli called Adam? Help one another. Quick.
What spiritual degree we need to reach so that 600,000 pieces will connect, will just be one? What degree on the ladder we need to reach so that the 600,000 parts will connect as one, into one? Common feeling of the womb.
We'll continue to part number 2 from the study of the 10 Sefirot, part 8, Inner Light. Bala Sulam says, all our work in prayers and practical mitzvot is to go back and scrutinize and rise to all these souls who came from Adam Rishon and fell to the Klipot, until they reach their original root from where they came prior to the sin of the tree of knowledge. Again, all our work in prayers and practical mitzvot is to go back and scrutinize and rise to all these souls who came from Adam HaRishon and fell to the Klipot, until they reach their original root from where they came prior to the sin of the tree of knowledge.
I'm asking to keep the sentence on the screen, please. Just make it like before, the full screen without my face. Yeah, thank you. So now I'm asking each and every 10 to clarify this sentence. Go ahead. Read it and keep clarifying it more and more until what's written is clear.
Rav, Adam Rishon wanted to receive in order to bestow a very great light that he wasn't able to. He just didn't know he's not able to. How can we correct the state that he ruined through the connection between us? Please. Is the light that we receive after the correction, is that the same light that came to Adam Rishon that he sinned with? Is the light and the intensity of the vessel that we attain by our corrections, is it the same light that the Adam Rishon sinned with that he couldn't receive?
Revelation of the Shemot, we receive the light. Continue.
Rav, how does it happen that every one of the shattered pieces becomes like the Adam Rishon? So we have 600,000 Adams Rishon.
Possible that it's made of parts, but Rav, until the sin, the parts of Adam Rishon were connected by the light of Nefesh Ruach, light of Chasadim, meaning without the will to receive. That's why they were connected with this small illumination. After the sin, there's a great desire in each part. And then how are the parts connected? Each part includes inside of it all the other parts. And then there can be a complete connection between them. That's the difference between the small light that was there before he sinned and the light of the end of correction. The one whole light. Is that clear? Explain to one another.
In order to explain that, first of all, we need to connect. And logic can always search for this.
Rav, the important thing is that each part is included of every other part. A part in the foot, a part in the nose, a part in the hand is included of all the other parts, and that's why they can truly connect into one mechanism. Whereas before the sin, they were connected only by the light of Chasadim that used to fill them. Now they're connected by their desire to receive in order to bestow. This was given to them by the shattering. Please, explain it. I'm trying to feel reality. Rav, what is the role of the Rosh of the Partsuf of Adam HaRishon in running the incorporation of all of its part in the body, in the Guf? What is the role of the Rosh of Adam HaRishon, the head of Adam HaRishon, in running and governing the Itkalelut, the incorporation of all the parts of the Guf, of the body? Rav, by what is the Rosh getting the impression of the shattering in the Guf? In order to bring the body to connection. The Rosh, the head, did not shatter. There's a law. The Guf, the body, is shattered. The Rosh, the head, is cancelled. Please.
connection.
Rav, how do the parts in the Rosh connect after they've left their common role and they're disconnected from one another because the body is shattered and the Rosh is not functioning? So how are the parts in the Rosh connect in order to manage to correct the goof? Or how the parts in the goof, in the body, obligate the parts in the Rosh, in the head, to connect in order to manage them? How does the connection, the correction work here?
Perhaps the moment I've said this, the second option, then it's a bit clearer, the fact
there's a path of Torah and path of suffering. Yeah? What comes first? Rav, how can we accordingly recommend, or rather, what can we accordingly recommend to Europe? The relationship between the Rosh and the Guf, the head and the body, in the European vessel. Please. Rav, how should the head of Europe start working? It's clear there's a shattering in Europe between all the nations, all the countries. It will become more and more apparent in the coming days. How, despite that, should the European head work? But not just a few words, but go a little deeper, but short. Taking care of the problem, it's in our nature. Rav, how are we organizing the Congress so it would be the beginning of the European unity, union, not the market, not the bank, rather the united European heart?
It as a gift that the Creator gave us in order to build.
How, or what should be the information center in Europe that will be a head to the European Union? It's just a question. It's not for discussion. But that's what we want to come out as a result of the Congress. There will be a center of information in Europe that will explain to all the Europeans what is the problem, what is the goal, what is the action that's before us.
Excerpt number 3 from Baal HaSulam, the writings of the last generation. All of the anticipated reward from the Creator and the purpose of entire creation are dvekut, adhesion with the Creator, as in a tar field abundantly but no guests. This is what they who cling to Him with love receive. Naturally, first, one emerges from imprisonment, which is emerging from the skin of one's body, by bestowal upon others. Subsequently, one comes to the king's palace, which is dvekut, adhesion with him, through the intention to bestow contentment upon one's maker. Therefore, the bulk of commandments are between men and men. One who gives preference of the commandments between man and God is as one who climbs to the second degree before he has climbed to the first. Clearly, he will break his legs. Again, all the anticipated reward from the Creator and the purpose of entire creation are dvekut, adhesion with the Creator, as in a tar field abundantly, but no guests. This is what they who cling to him with love receive. Naturally, first one emerges from imprisonment, which is emerging from the skin of one's body by bestowal upon others. Subsequently, one comes to the king's palace, which is dvekut, adhesion, with him through the intention to bestow contentment upon one's maker. Therefore, the bulk of the commandments are between men and men. One who gives preference to the commandments between man and God is as one who climbs to the second degree before he has climbed to the first. Clearly, he will break his legs.
So, how do we go through these two steps from love of the created beings to love of the Creator? What do we have to do in order to go through these two stages? How do we come to love of the created beings and then to love of the Creator? Why is it arranged before us in this way? And how do we go through it? What is the difference in general between love of the created beings and love of the Creator? Is it the same love that simply flows? It passes from one stage called love of the created beings called to another stage called love of the Creator. But it's the same thing. Or is there a difference between them? How do we realize that? How do we realize the other? What is the role of society in that? How is it different, maybe? Please.
To the love of the Creator?
How, Rav, how can I use love of the Creator in order to reach love of the created beings, and how do I use love of the created beings in order to reach love of the Creator in these two stages? Rav, how can we expand the sentence, the saying, and instead of created beings, say the ten, and another time to say all of humanity? Please. So, let's expand those questions to that, to created beings which are humanity, and created beings which are the ten.
The purpose is eventually reach one whole kli, the whole world. The entire humanity has to connect to this one kli. For the moment, we can see the whole system in the ten.
Try to solve those things together. Even if you don't solve them, you won't find any beautiful summary. But the work together is the summary, is the best summary, more than your bright answers.
Quality of bestowal. Before that, I don't see.
Rav, okay. If you've answered all those questions, then explain to me what does it mean that we're in the danger of breaking our legs? That's how it's written, right? One who gives
preference to the commandments between men and God is as one who climbs to the second degree before he has climbed the first. Clearly, he will break his legs.
Please. What does it mean to break one's legs in spirituality? Can you mend them? Well, it has to be correction, right? The end of correction is before us. Is the breaking of the leg something personal, group matter, maybe a general matter? Humanity has got his head into?
What does it mean to break the legs in spirituality? Well, first of all, the correction is start rising.
Rav, who's breaking the legs? When do we break the legs? Which groups in humanity are breaking their legs? Without giving a name, of course. Name, and so on. Rav, can we correct these things? Can we correct in, can participate in the correction of the legs? Correct work, the body will come to its destination. Rav, how do we examine the correct action in love of the created beings, which precede love of the Creator, that we care only about the need of the created beings, only the correction connection of the group, and we use the Creator only for that? Otherwise, we'll also break our legs. How do we care about the friends, the connection of the group, more than the attainment of the Creator, the purpose of creation, love of the created beings, in short, love of friends, more than everything, more than anything? Otherwise, we're breaking our legs.
Shake it.
Quiet. Suddenly. Appears, but it's still the means. Rav, but Russian nation has sinned terribly. Remember what Baal Salam writes there? That they left the Creator. But what do you mean? The main thing is love of created beings. Talk about it.
Through the love of friends.
Rav, so here we have a question. Is there a clash between these stages when we place love of the created beings before love of the Creator? How do we combine the two together? But first, love of the created beings in practice, with respect to the importance.
Of the Creator.
Rav, maybe what will help us is, as Rabash writes, that I need to see the Creator behind every friend. I said it, that's it. Continue.
Yeah, behind every friend. The way the Creator chose to be revealed is, it's like this, in the
Rav, and if I, in that I divide things in such a way that the friend, the Creator is the Rosh, and the friend is the Guf, and that's how I related. On that, Rav, what's not clear? It's clear that the friend is operated by the Creator, and the Creator is telling me, first of all, you have to love the friend, and then relate to me, because that's what I'm presenting to you. The friend is as if is standing between us. Continue.